there are systems present in both Hindustani and Carnatic music that really mean that you always learn to sing what you're playing before you actually play it on the instrument. And that's something musicians emphasize over and over again. And this extends to really all kinds of instrumental performance. So, for example, I was learning to play a drum when I was in India, and all of the rhythmic syllables, there's a very complex system of kind of syllabic notation for these drumming patterns. And before I was allowed to actually even touch the drum, the first thing I had to do was learn to recite a certain number of these. They're called bowls, which just means word. So an example of that would be tirikitatakata, tirikitatakutta, dakutta, dakutta, for example, which you would then be able to imitate on the drum. And one of the very funny things is that I've heard several musicians say, you know, it's really unclear if these syllables are imitating the sounds of the drum or if, in fact, the drum is imitating the sounds of the voice.